This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He kept former President Trump at arm's length. Now, Republican newcomer Glenn Youngkin has won the governor's race in Virginia. A worrying sign for Democrats, say analysts.
All righty, Virginia, we won this thing!
The 54-year-old political newcomer beat Democrat Terry McAuliffe, who served as governor from 2014 to 2018. Youngkin told supporters he plans to cut taxes, invest in education, and law enforcement.
Together, we will change the trajectory of this Commonwealth.
The win has alarmed Democrats, already nervous about holding their party's narrow control of Congress in next year's midterm elections. President Biden won Virginia by a comfortable 10 percentage points last year. I'm Julie Walker.
And in New Jersey's governor's race, Republican Jack Cittarelli is making a surprisingly strong showing. In fact, we're still waiting for a clear winner to be named. Incumbent Governor Democrat Phil Murphy.
When every vote is counted, and every vote will be counted, we hope to have a celebration.
Governor Murphy is hoping to become the first Democrat reelected to the office in more than four decades. Voters in Minneapolis do not want to replace the city's police department with a new Department of Public Safety. The group behind the replace idea tweets this morning that they have changed the conversation about what public safety should look like, and they say they will continue their work. Children as young as five will be lining up to get the Pfizer COVID vaccine now that the CDC has approved it. Officials say there is enough vaccine to go around. Children will be able to get the shots at participating pediatricians' offices, pharmacies, hospitals, and schools. It's party time in Atlanta after the Braves won the World Series championship 7-0 over the Houston Astros. This is AP News. The fight against climate change is drawing in people of faith.
Pope Francis and dozens of religious leaders recently signed a joint appeal for governments to commit to targets at the climate summit in Scotland. Faith leaders and activists across the world are battling climate change. Christian pastors have joined forces with Native American tribes to protect coastal lands as climate change contributes to rising sea levels. Hindu groups have joined river cleanups, and Muslims have organized tree planting campaigns. And some evangelicals are connecting climate to faith rather than politics, emphasizing authority of Scripture and the sanctity of human life. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The White House is rolling out a new plan aimed at reducing suicides and dealing with the significant increases in suicides by members of the military and veterans. The new plan includes a public awareness campaign to encourage safer storage of guns and training for counselors, crisis responders, and others. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.